I'm Carl Azus, and this is CNN Student News. Thanks for watching. In Boston, authorities are letting residents and business owners back into the area where last week's terror attack happened. Yesterday, there were private services for two of the victims of last week's violence, 8-year-old Martin Richard and MIT police officer Sean Collier. The surviving suspect, Jakar Tsarnaev, is in the hospital. He couldn't appear in front of a judge, so on Monday, a judge came to him. That's when the suspect was read his Miranda rights. We explained what those are in yesterday's show. The suspect has been communicating with investigators. He's suggested that he and his brother, the other suspect, were not members of a terrorist group. He also indicated that his brother, who died after a shootout with police, directed last week's attack. Security cameras were a big part of identifying the bombing suspects. But for some people, these cameras raise a debate of privacy versus security. Alan Constantini of affiliate KARE has more on that.
Where's the line? How do we set it up so that we don't lose that sense of not being under a constant observation?
Minnesota Civil Liberties Union Executive Director Charles Samuelson says he realizes that private surveillance cameras were used by Boston authorities to identify the two suspects in the Marathon bombings a week ago. The question is, can such wide use of video surveillance impinge on individual liberties?
If you create a society where everything is on videotape, or actually direct-to-digital media kind of stuff, where everything is recorded and everything is kept forever, you have absolutely no privacy.
The flip side of that concern, as you might imagine, comes from the people running some of the cameras.
Well, this is a public safety camera system, so this is an umbrella of safety, if you will, for the public. It allows us as a police department to take a look at some of our key business corridors.
Commander Scott Gerlicher runs the Minneapolis Police Strategic Information Center, where more than 100 cameras are manned 7 days a week. He says they have their eyes on the hundreds of privately owned surveillance cameras in the city.
And we hope to be able to tap into that in the coming months and years.
In the debate involving privacy and security, we'd like to know which side you land on. Find us on our blog at CNNStudentNews.com. It's first names only, so no last initials or schools or teachers. Please let us know your thoughts on cameras, security, and privacy. We're going to check out some international news now with stories from three different continents, starting in northern Africa and an attack in Tripoli, the capital city of Libya. Tuesday morning, a car bomb exploded there outside of the French embassy. It was so powerful, it blew the front wall off the building and blew out windows in nearby neighborhoods. No one was killed, but two French security guards and a local teenager were injured. Investigators are trying to figure out who's behind the attack. Next, Asia. Recovery efforts in central China's Sichuan province following a deadly earthquake. Since the original quake hit on Saturday, there have been more than 2,000 aftershocks. Those are making recovery efforts harder because the tremors could cause landslides or more damage. Latest reports say more than 190 people have been killed, more than 11,000 have been injured, more than 20 people are still missing. Finally, in Europe, a vote in France on the issue of same-sex marriage. Yesterday, French lawmakers voted to make same-sex marriage legal. The bill has to be signed by France's president before it can become law, and opponents are planning to file a legal challenge against the bill. A lot of countries are split on this issue. But if the bill in France does become law, it'll be the 14th nation to legalize same-sex marriage.